Welcome back, folks, to Win Radio Was and our weekly visit now with Chandu the Magician. Tom Collins plays the lead character, supported by Joy Terry and Lee Millar Jr. as Frank Chandler's niece and nephew, Betty and Bob. Let's head back to October 26th of 1948.
Chandu the Magician. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. The makers of White King Soap present for your enjoyment, Chandu the Magician. The old secret link between the Balkan castle of Sistova and the black magic of ancient Egypt suddenly confronts Frank Chandler when Betty Regent finds in her room a tiny statuette of the evil Egyptian priestess, Oriunda. And by his occult powers, Chandler has already learned that somewhere in the maze of underground rooms is one devoted to the dreadful practice of the black arts. But meanwhile, Chandler has discovered that Jan Metsos, the foreign minister, is searching for a lost plan of the castle. For many years, the meeting place of malcontents from all Europe. On the pretext of a social call, Chandler tells Metsos he has found the plan. And to his astonishment, Metsos offers to make him a secret member of the government staff. To unmask the man behind Metsos, Chandler agrees. It is now an hour later. As Chandler returns to the castle, Dorothy Regent meets him at the door. Chandu, the magician.
Oh, Frank, I've been imagining all sorts of things.
Were you planning to visit me in the Lebova prison?
Oh,
you have your hat on, Dot.
Well, I was going to walk down into town to ask how Mrs. Mason is. if you must know, I was going to see Mr. Mason if you weren't back by noon. What's the American consul for?
Well, what did you think Metsos was going to do? Order me shot?
Well, it's not funny. He's quite capable of it. You remember what happened to that radio correspondent in Greece?
Well, you can take off your hat. Metsos and I are pals and buddies, or whatever the current phrase is.
I'm sure you are.
It's true.
Oh. And I suppose you know you forgot to take the plan of the castle with you, after all.
I left it here purposely.
Why? Well, stir up the fire, will you, Frank?
Well, it looks as if you'd been poking at it.
Now, Frank.
You know, I wonder if there's ever been any research done on why a woman always manages to ruin a perfectly good fire. Where's Bob?
He and Betty are out riding with Nicholas. And you needn't talk about my spoiling the fire. What about Mr. Metsos?
Well, I told you. We're friends. He wants me on his team.
You're joking.
No, I'm not. The moment I told him I had the plan of the castle...
You don't mean he admitted sending people here to look for it?
Yes, he did.
Frank, he must have sent that little image of the priestess.
That's not like Metsos, not. You know, that image must have come here from Dimitri somehow.
Oh, if we just knew how.
I'm beginning to think I do know.
Well, then tell me, for heaven's sake.
Not until I'm sure.
Oh, Frank, I'd rather know. No matter who it is or what it is.
When I come back from Paris, we'll find out.
Paris?
Yes. I told Metzos I'd give him the plan of the castle.
If you do, we're going to move. I'd rather camp out like the gypsies.
Now, Dorothy.
Well, you know how ruthless that man is. He'd think nothing of blowing up the castle with us in it.
Give me a chance to tell you.
He wasn't hunting for that plan just for fun.
Metsos is pretty uneasy at the moment, Dot. He's working under orders from outside the country. And he thinks Dimitri's being set to replace him.
Oh, I don't care anything about that. I just don't see any sense in giving him that plan.
You see, Metsos is working on some scheme of his own. And he's afraid he's been found out.
But...
He practically told me so.
You can't believe anything he says, Frank. Why should he tell you that? A foreigner, an American.
Well, it seems he was suspicious of me when I arrived, so he had some questions asked in Washington.
Oh?
He was given to understand that I'd been handed an insignificant job over here as a punishment.
What? Well, even so,
men with grievances, real or imaginary, have built up men like Metzos from the beginning, as they did Roxor.
And Hitler. But why must you give him the plan of this place?
Dot, he knows there's a room here where such men have always met. And he can't trust anybody.
Well, I don't care.
Don't you see? I'm going to give him a duplicate plan.
Oh?
With a few minor alterations to keep him occupied. I hope Robert won't be too busy to make it for me.
Robert?
I'm sure he can do it if he has the time. Where is the plan?
Oh, right there on the table, under the newspaper. Listen, Frank. Why don't you let...
Robert's a chemist. He'll know how to imitate the old ink and age sheepskin so that it'll look like this plan.
Oh, Frank, I'll take it to Paris for you. You can tell me just what you want. Oh, I know he's busy, but I could at least see him. Oh, you don't want me to go.
I'm sorry, Dot. I think I'd better go myself.
I suppose so. When Robert's busy, he doesn't know I'm there anyway, as the children say.
Now, if Metzos gets impatient and sends for the plan, make some excuse. Don't tell him I've gone away.
The way they watch the railway station, he can't help knowing.
I'm not going by train.
But there's no other... Oh, I see.
Yes. I'm going in my own way. As soon as I've seen Mason. He should have that report by now.
Report?
I've sent to London for Dimitri's dossier. As soon as I've read it, I'll go.
You're listening to Chandu, the Magician, on When Radio Was. We'll have the second part right after these brief messages. And now let's continue with Chandu, the Magician, on When Radio Was.
How'd you know which way we'd gone, Dimitri?
This pine forest is a favorite of Nicholas. Where is he, Bob?
Oh, I let Betty and him get ahead of me. He wanted to show us the view from the top of the hill, but...
Excellent.
What do you mean? I stopped when I heard you coming. I wanted to see who it was.
I'm very happy to know you waited for me.
Oh, you'd have caught up with us at the top anyway.
You misunderstand.
You mean you wanted to talk to me?
You find that surprising? We are friends, aren't we?
Sure. I guess so.
Let us ride more slowly. If I wish to see you or Betty, it must be away from the castle. I am not a welcome caller.
Well, you see, Look, Dimitri, I've been wanting to ask you this. What's that music you said nobody but your friends could hear?
It is not easy to explain.
Well, I wish you'd try.
I will put it this way. All one's friends have a quality by which you recognize them. A sense of humor, a talent for drawing. The music is mine.
Well, I don't know.
You do not believe me?
Well, I know I heard it. But why doesn't Nicholas hear it, too? He's known you a lot longer than I have.
Are you certain he does not?
I asked him.
Tiens. When was this?
When he came up to the castle yesterday.
I am sorry you spoke of it to him.
Why?
For several reasons.
I don't get it.
You will come to understand.
I hope so. Because you know what? Every time I hear that music, it seems as if I'm somebody else.
Indeed.
Yeah. I'm rude to my mother, and I get into arguments with my uncle, and... You know what I think I'd better do?
No, Bob.
I think I'd better tell my uncle about it.
Oh, no, you will not.
Well, why not, for Pete's sake? Say, that music isn't some kind of black magic, is it?
How dare you!
Well, Uncle Frank said you knew a lot of those secrets. Like...
So he knows.
Like the... Black Magic Temple under the Sphinx in Egypt. What's the matter with me?
Listen to the music and to my voice.
Huh?
You will never speak of this to Chandler nor to anyone else. You understand?
Yes. I guess so.
No matter how deeply the music enters your mind, you can't. cannot open your lips to speak of it. Remember.
I'll remember.
Bob! Where are you?
Oh, here I am, Bets. Dimitri rode out to... Well, what's the matter?
Mickey's horse threw him. He's lying on the ground up there.
Oh, I'll go back with you. Did it knock him out?
Yes, he must have hit his head.
Oh,
hurry, Bob.
Betty, wait here with me. Let Bob go and see what can be done for Nicholas.
Oh, I can't, Dimitri. Will you come with us and help?
That would not be wise.
Come on, why don't you?
Nicky might even be dead.
If so, I cannot afford to be seen near him.
Oh, Dimitri.
Have you forgotten the stories of my friends who have died?
Well, if you acted like this when they were hurt, it's no wonder people talked about you. I'm going back.
Betty.
Please let go of the reins, Dimitri.
There is nothing you can do for Nicholas, my dear.
Let go.
What a lovely child you are. All fire and spirit.
Dimitri, please. It's awful to sit here talking like that when Nicky might be...
Not at all. Look at me, Betty.
What?
Look at me. I want you to promise to be my friend as Bob is.
The makers of White King invite you to listen tomorrow at this time when the story resumes. Chandu, the magician. This is the Mutual Don Lee Broadcasting System.
Chandu, the magician, from October 26th, 1948. We'll have another installment at the same time of day on your local radio station next week. I'm Greg Bell, and the role of Bob Regent was played by Lee Millar Jr. His real-life mother was a famous radio and cartoon voice performer. For example, she was Dennis Day's mother on the Jack Benny program, and the voice of the fairy godmother in Disney's Cinderella. I'll provide her name and then wrap up when radio was, right after this break.
There's no business like show, business like no business I know.
Everything about it is appealing.
SpiritsEntertainment.com presents the very best of the Broadway musicals. 60 showstoppers from the stage and screen featuring songs from South Pacific, The King and I, Annie Get Your Gun, Guys and Dolls, Showboat, Carousel, and many more.
Accentuate the positive, eliminate the negative. Catch on to the affirmative. Don't mess with Mr.
In-Between. I'm singing in the rain.
This three-CD collection of 60 original recordings from the greatest musicals showcases legendary artists, including Fred Astaire, Judy Garland, Gene Kelly, Doris Day, Bing Crosby, Pat Boone, and Ethel Merman, to name just a few.
Put on a happy face. Brush off the clouds and cheer up. Put on a happy face.
Order Broadway musicals today at SpiritsEntertainment.com and pay just $19.98 for this three-CD set of 60 songs from your favorite musicals. Plus, get a special bonus of reduced shipping by using promo code BROADWAY77.
Stormy weather.
Hey there, you with the stars in your eyes. Love never made a fool of you.
Go to SpiritsEntertainment.com now to get the very best of Broadway musicals today for only $19.98. Remember promo code BROADWAY77 to get extra savings on shipping.
Beyond the rainbow, why oh why can't I?
That's BROADWAY77 at SpiritsEntertainment.com. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman.
On a recent episode of Tech It Out, I caught up with Visa's Rob Cameron, Global Head of Acceptance Solutions, to talk about digital natives like Gen Z and how they're shaping the future of payments.
Can we talk about Gen Z? Didn't have to learn technology. They were literally born into it. And as a result, it makes them more open and accepting to new technology innovations we see, They're more trusting. And as this generation, which by the way, is going to represent about 27% of the workforce next year, starts to enter the economy, these fintech companies that create solutions for them are quite rightly racing to create solutions to engage them.
And Visa Acceptance Solutions is at the forefront of trusted digital payments. Build the future of payments with modular solutions, which you can learn more about at visaacceptance.com. That's visaacceptance.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute.
Welcome back to When Radio Was. Before the break, I was talking about the mother of actor Lee Millar Jr. We heard him as Bob Regan on Chandu the Magician. She, too, was a prolific radio performer and also a cartoon voice actor. She was Dennis Day's mother on the Jack Benny program, Junior the Mean Little Kid's grandmother on the Red Skelton Show, and the voice of the fairy godmother in Disney's Cinderella. Her name, Verna Felton. My name, Greg Bell, and that's it. But hey, remember to visit us at our website. You can find us at whenradiowas.com. And until next time, I bid you farewell.
When Radio Was is presented by RadioSpirits.com. This is your announcer, Bart Taylor.